I have talked to Chet Hollifield. He wants his man appointed very much, but I think he'll accept Neighbors. Uh-huh. I had a chance to review, go back over the FBI that they brought up. They've got, I think, very fine shape. I've got a problem. I talked to Pastorian Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody else I ought to talk to on the Senate side?
Pastorian Anderson? No, I don't think so. That ought to be enough.
So I think then I'll say that we intend to, that he's under consideration. We intend to send his name up sometime today.
Oh, fine. You mean you'd say that to...
To my press boy.
To your press boy, yeah.
If you want to, you can call the other fellow and tell him that you talked to the president this morning and this fellow's picture is in the paper.
Yeah.
They say he's under consideration. And
yeah.
That the president has called, has been reviewing the FBI and has called some of the members of the Joint Committee. He hasn't finished all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that he's called some of the senators. I'd say, I don't want him going interviewing Hollifield. I'd just say he's called some of the senators.
Uh-huh.
He's talked to Senator Pastore and
yeah.
Senator Anderson and that he's talking to others, but that you wanted him to know that the president is not only considering him, but we'll probably have something to say about it over the weekend in view of the publication of this picture.
All right. Well, I'd like to do that because he did kill the story, you know, saying that the appointment had been essentially made. So I will call
him. Well, tell him that you checked on it again this morning, that I have talked to Pastore in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And I've got his clearance, and I've talked to Anderson and tell him you think there's one or two more members I'm trying to talk to.
Yeah, all right, I'll do that.
You think it's imminent, and you think that he ought to know it, and you can't get him, the reporter, talk to Bradley.
All right.
Sure, they'll know it. You keep faith with them.
All right, no, I appreciate the opportunity.
And tell them furthermore that they've got some extra reports from the FBI that I've gone over this morning, and that... So you do it right away.
And they're all right. Yes, I'll do that right away now.
Tell him you know that I'm going to talk to the appointee himself later this morning. You don't know just what time.
Uh-huh. All right, fine.
But that you talk to me, tell him you had a meeting with me a little after 10.
Yes. No, I'll do that. Did you...
Hollifield wants his man very much.
Wilford Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can live with him. My only problem is that he wouldn't be regarded as an industrialist by the industrialists, and I would certainly leave that to your judgment. I'm trying to find recommendations that will give you the best image with the whole clientele of the Atomic Energy Commission.
You think this neighbor thing's going to be all right?
I think it is, yes. I feel pretty good about it.
Well, you tell them that I have talked to Pastore this morning, that you appreciate their not telling the details or the names, but I've talked to Anderson, and that you know that I've got in a call now to talk to Dr. Neighbors himself.
Yes, fine. Now, you got my memorandum, did you?
No.
Oh, you didn't see it last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I mentioned I gave you the material on the other.
Oh yes, I saw that on on Marion Boyer,
and the others. And the reason I mentioned Commissioner Tape, Mr. President, is that we may be against a little bit of a deadline there. He'd have to be reconfirmed before the 30th of this
I'm gonna
month.
Name him.
Yeah.
And tell him you expect that I'll name him.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Thank you very much. And.